Chapter 4, Tunnel. Exterior Saint Lô Countryside. The path to Citadel du Puits-Lunaire stretches before them, winding through the war-torn French countryside. As they crest a small hill, Thorne raises one of his forearms.
Halt! Stand fast!
Below them lies a German encampment strategically positioned across the main route. Sandbag barricades block the eastern approach, while on the hillside above, artillery machine guns point menacingly down at the entrances.
A direct approach would be suicide.
He points to the eastern side of the road.
The main entryway is heavily barricaded. We'd be cut down by those guns before we got close.
Grendel's amphibian eyes narrow, spotting something behind the artillery position in the encampment. Grendel.
Look. Grendel Sea Tunnel exit.
Indeed. Above the artillery position, a dark, unguarded tunnel opening yawns in the hillside. Balthazar.
And down there, other tunnel entrance.
Balthazar points to a much lower tunnel entrance, obscured by foliage, just outside the camp perimeter. It sits strangely unattended. As they contemplate their options, a sharp whistle and a whisper cuts through the air from above.
Hey, little fellers. Want some advice?
The group looks up to see a camouflaged figure perched in a tree. Only a single white eye is visible amongst the shadows.
Name's Scruggs. Been scouting this hill hole for days.
He shifts, revealing the glint of a massive anti-tank rifle aimed at the encampment.
Stay off that stretch, unless you're fixing to die. That there hidden tunnel's gonna be your best bet.
Tiny gears shift behind Thorne's brass eyeplate, lenses contracting as he scrutinizes Scruggs. Thorne.
And why should we trust you, sir?
Scruggs, spitting tobacco.
I don't care if you do or do not. Just stating facts is all.
The soldier moves protectively in front of Salome, who clutches his hand tightly. Rosie.
Couldn't be well. Just take a longer way round.
Thorne.
I'm afraid there's no time to spare, my dear. We are, as they say, on the clock.
The group exchanges uneasy glances. Looking back up at the tree, Scruggs has vanished without a sound.
Well, I certainly don't trust that fellow in the tree, but he is right about the exposed road.
Balthazar.
The tunnel it is!
With cautious steps, they approach the unguarded lower tunnel entrance. The stench of death assaults their nostrils. Fresh corpses of German troops litter the ground, their uniforms stained dark with blood, some with missing limbs. The soldier's grip tightens on Salome's tiny hand as they pass the bodies. The girl's eyes remain wide but curiously unafraid, as if death were already an old companion. Rosie, wringing hands.
Oh, golly! Oh, dear! Oh, dear! Something's not right here!
Thorne.
We've no alternative. It's through this passage or face certain demise on the thoroughfare.
Grendel nods, already moving forward with daggers drawn. Balthazar follows, cursing in Russian under his breath. Thorne ushers the others in. As they enter the tunnel, the darkness swallows them whole, leaving behind only the eerie silence of the dead. Interior Saint Lô Countryside Tunnel. As the group descends deeper into the tunnel, the putrid smells of death grow stronger. Balthazar's pancake form stiffens, his beard bristling with tension. Rosie's eyes widen, her tiny hooves clicking nervously against the stone floor. Balthazar.
Smell like troll. They worse than Germans. Much worse.
Rosie, trembling.
Papa, perhaps we ought to turn back. I've but a dreadful feeling. I don't like trolls. Not one wee bit.
Grendel's nostrils flare, curiosity gleaming in his eyes. Grendel.
Troll. Grendel never see before. Interesting.
Thorne scans the darkness ahead, his lip curls in disgust. Thorne.
Foul dark creatures. Stay alert.
A distant crack of bone echoes through the tunnel, followed by guttural laughter. As they round a bend, flickering firelight illuminates a gruesome scene. Three massive dark-skinned monstrosities, trolls covered in patchy hair, huddle around a blazing fire, roasting a Wehrmacht officer on a spit. Large, mangy wolf-like companions known as Varger prowl the edges of the firelight, gnawing on discarded limbs. One troll towers above the others, his massive form dwarfing his allies. A crown fashioned of bones sits atop his head. Nearby, a crude cage holds a captured German infantryman who cowers like a trapped animal. The party freezes, pressing themselves against the tunnel wall. Thorn signals for silence, but it's too late. The caged infantryman spots them, hope flaring in his eyes. Captured German infantryman.
Hilfe! Bitte helfen Sie mir! Help! Please help me!
The troll's head snaps towards the group, eyes glowing red in the firelight. The crowned troll rises, brandishing a large club studded with rusted metal shards. Crowned troll.
Oi! There we scruffy bands! We stuffed our gobs full of victuals. Aye, but now these sweet treats be tottering our way. Day does. After, me belly's a rumbling for more.
The soldier steps forward, positioning himself between Salome and the oncoming threat. Thorn raises his shield, spear at the ready. Grendel's daggers catch the firelight as Balthazar hefts his sword. Rosie trembles, her woolen body swelling with magic, gaze shifting nervously between her companions. The trolls lumber forward with surprising speed, Varger snapping at their heels. The game party engages in an interactive battle. Thorn plants his feet, shield raised to protect the others. His mechanical arm thrusts his spear through the chest of the first troll that approaches. Balthazar takes flight, his round pancake body spinning as he swings a sword twice his size. The blade shifts from red to blue. A fireball erupts, catching a Varger midleaf. The beast howls as flames consume its matted fur. He follows with ice shards that pierce another troll's leathery hide. Grendel melts into the shadows. His daggers find soft flesh in a troll's flank. Black blood spurts as the troll roars, swinging wildly, while Grendel slips away. Rosie flutters above, weaving protective magic. A transparent white orb materializes around Thorn. A Varger's fangs strike the barrier and slide off. Balthazar is struck by a troll, knocking him to the floor. Rosie swings her staff as green energy flows to Balthazar, healing his wounds instantly. The soldier's fist connects with a troll's jaw. Metal meets bone with a crack. He draws his Luger, firing two shots that drop Varger mid-attack. Salome clutches his leg, face pressed against his armor. The crowned troll swings a massive club, catching Thorn's shield with bone-jarring force. Grendel appears behind the beast, slashing at its hamstrings, dropping it to one knee. The soldier delivers a final uppercut with his metal hand that wrings the life out of the colossal foe. Troll and Varger bodies litter the tunnel floor. Blood steams from the corpses in the cool underground air. From his cage, the German prisoner stares in disbelief at the victorious party standing amid the carnage.